Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School, and I'm glad you joined us here at Solid Ground. All this week, Pastor Brian Parrish has been going verse by verse through Joshua chapter 2 in a study called Lessons in Faith, and today he concludes that study. So let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
Let's go back to the book of Joshua. The sixth lesson of faith from verses 22 through 24 is faith brings a good report. The spies are going to come back at verse 22. Then they departed and went to the mountain and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers returned. The pursuers sought them all along the way but did not find them. So the two men descended from the mountains, crossed over the Jordan. They came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all that had befallen them. They said to Joshua, "Truly the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands, for indeed all the inhabitants of the country are faint-hearted because of us." So they came back with a good report. Remember, when Joshua went into the land, there were 12 spies. Two came back with a good report, Joshua and Caleb. 10 came back with a negative report. They all saw the same thing. Two of them saw through the eyes of faith. 10 of them saw all the obstacles and all the difficulties. Now, put yourself in this situation and you come back. You may say, "Well, we don't know if we could trust this harlot woman. Maybe it's a setup. Or the wall is too strong or too difficult to penetrate. Or how are we going to get across the Jordan? How are we going to defeat the enemy?" And they could have looked at all the negative things. And sometimes that's the way Christians walk, and that's why they never step out. God says, "This is what I want you to do." And you go, "Oh, all the problems, and there's giants in the land, and you know, I can't do this, and I can't do that." And you just stay put in fear. Fear quenches faith. They came back and said, "Hey, the people are faint-hearted. The Lord has given us this land. Let's go in and possess it." I love to be around people of faith. They see things of what God could do. They're not foolish. They're not ignorant. They know the obstacles, but they don't care about the obstacles. You know, Joshua sent the spies in. It's not like he's kind of walking around saying, "Okay, God, go get them." He's making a plan. He hears of the obstacles, but he also sees the blessings of God. You know, being around Chris yesterday, I mean, Chris went to the property 2 weeks back or 3 weeks back, and within a week, he had a vision of what that place could be. Bible school, retreat center, and he's got other things he'd like to see take place. I love being around him because, we could fix this, we could do, and he's so fired up about things. He's not, "Well, you know, it's going to cost all this money and we need workers and we got, you know, this and the government." Who cares about all that stuff? God's given us a property. Let's use it for His glory and for His purposes. I don't know what the people saw that went. I think they're all encouraged. But I can come back in with a good report. There's tremendous potential that's there. Now, you could walk around and say, "Well, gee, the roof's caving in right there and this needs..." I saw all those things. But I saw God's hand saying, "Use this for His purposes and for His glory." I want to be around people that have a confidence and trust in the Lord. You see the obstacles and you say, "Big deal." Now, the only way to do that, the only way to not be overwhelmed with all the things that could go wrong, and some things will, so often when God asks you to do something, what's the first thing that you do? You say, "I can't do that." We always look at our resources. And our resources are limited, aren't they? Extremely limited. But if you look to God, His resources are unlimited. And that's where you need to put your trust and confidence, not in your ability to accomplish the task, but God's given it to you, and you're going to trust in His provision, because if He gives you something like this piece of property, it needs to be fixed up, He's also going to provide the means to fix it up as well. Same thing when we moved into this property, it was a mess. I don't want to put children in some of these rooms and some of the dirty carpet that was there. It was gross. I would say, "Oh, look, we got to fix." If God's going to give us a building, He's going to provide the money for the carpet. He's going to provide the money for the paint. He's going to provide the money for parking lot, whatever it was needed. Amen? But, "We got to do this, and all of this needs..." Quit looking at all the things that are the difficulties. Look to the Lord. That's what faith does. Faith looks to God and says there's nothing impossible with Him. And you'll see the miraculous power of God work. I want to close with one passage of Scripture, and that's in the New Testament, which comments on Rahab. And faith puts you in a place to see God do abundantly above and beyond what you ask or think. Look at Matthew chapter 1 with me. If you were the God of the universe, and you were going to be born into this world, who would you want as your relatives? Wouldn't you want kings and nobility and all the mighty, famous people of the world? Well, the God of the universe was born, became a man in the person of Jesus Christ. And if you look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, look who's mentioned there as part of the lineage that Jesus himself came from. Look at verse 5. Salmon begot Boaz, Boaz by Rahab, Boaz begot Obed by Ruth, Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. So Rahab gets in the line of Jesus Christ himself. That's where faith, you put your walk by faith, and Paul says in Ephesians that God's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond what we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Because God's choices, when he looks throughout the world, he doesn't pick the mighty, the noble, the wise, the strong. He's looking for a heart that'll be loyal to him, that'll trust in him, because God has all the power that is necessary to accomplish his purpose. He wants someone to walk by faith. He wants someone to trust him. He wants a channel that he could work through, to work his power and his might and his wonders. And Rahab, through her faith, trusted in the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, and ends up way beyond what she ever thought could take place. Isn't that what you want to experience within your life? Not being in the line of the Messiah, that's too late for that. But to have God just blow your mind of what he's able to do through your life, through these weak vessels of flesh. It's going to take faith. Because the Bible says that we need to believe that God is, or that God exists, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And there's always going to be obstacles. Look to the Lord and watch him miraculously provide. Watch him do above and beyond what you ask or think. That's where I want to find myself. When I die, I want to look back at my life and be able to say, the God that I serve, he has done amazing things that I would never thought that he would do through my life. He's done exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what I ever thought he would do or was able to do through my life. And I know it's going to take me walking in that steps of faith. Confidence in him, because he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's where I want to find myself. That's where I want to find our church, just being amazed at the power and blessing and work of God. And that's going to demand that we walk by faith.